This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Manic Rambling Spiral. I am Heather B. Armstrong.
And I am John R. Bray.
Hello.
This is going to be a bit of a different episode. Which, if you're paying attention, you probably noticed because it's a little shorter than normal.
Yes. How do we sum it up? Medical bills. I think that's just sort of like the long and short of it. Medical bills. We have come to a point where we realize that we don't have the resources or time to make MRS what we want it to be. And why don't you chime in?
I think we've been talking for quite some time about sort of changing the format and changing things up and doing things a little bit differently with the show. And we're still very interested in that and still very invested in MRS and believe in it. But it's with everything else from just life to work and everything in between, we really don't have or haven't had the time to invest in it to make that happen. So we've kept the show up and running, obviously, but just haven't been able to turn it into what we see, what we think it should become. But at the same time, we both, like I said, we both really believe in it and don't want to see it die. So we're just going to gently smother it in a little bit. And what we're thinking at this point is dropping MRS from a weekly podcast to a monthly podcast. We don't know 100% how that will look. I imagine we'll release on Thursdays. When during the month, we don't know, haven't crossed that bridge. And we also don't know if that means that monthly release will just be 50 to 60 minutes like they usually are, or if it might be a little bit longer. We promise you it will not be 4 hours, so don't worry about that. But that's kind of where we've landed in a semi-bittersweet sort of way.
We didn't want to come to this point. Neither of us did. But I think that the reality of life has put us here. And taking a hard look at how to if we want to not smother it to death. To just sort of gently place the pillow over the face. that we need to pull back. And we really, really appreciate the support that so many of you have shown us. I mean, I got an email yesterday, a personal email, to my Deuce account from someone who had listened to many, many episodes recently. And just catching up on and offering me some really sage advice about my medical issues. So I appreciate that. And
I don't think there's ever, I mean, we can't thank everyone enough for that. I mean, frequently, whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or via, like you said, personal email or the MRS email, people are always chiming in with stories or advice or words of encouragement or words of thanks. And it means the world. I mean, we've been at this since 2000. I wish I could remember 16. I think it's 2016. So we've been at it mm-hmm. a while, and so many of you have stuck with us. And we did talk about our options, and one of those options was to just end MRS. And neither one of us want to do that. So if monthly works out and makes sense, and all of you continue to still enjoy it and find that it adds value to your life, or at least makes you feel like you're not the only one feeling these feelings, then we're going to keep it up, because we think it should continue.
Yeah, it's always nice to catch up with you with everyone involved. And in the spirit of MRS, in the spirit of what we talk about normally, I'll go ahead and admit that I went shopping with Lita on Saturday.
You did.
For clothes.
By choice?
Sort of. She is in desperate need of some clothing, particular, like, when she goes to visit for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, like, she needs jeans without holes in them.
Fancy stuff.
And she does not own a pair of jeans without holes. So.
Oh, man.
I mean, she's got a lot going on. We got her haircut, and then we went to lunch. And then at that point, I was like, am I going to be able to make it to the mall? I don't know. I can't. Like, my feet were, like, killing me. So we get to the mall, and I was like, listen, go. Just go. And if you find something, text me, and I'll come, and I'll pay for it. Just, I'm going to sit here. And if your phone dies, just come meet me, like, at 4 o'clock at this little station. I tried to walk around a little bit, and my feet gave out. And I'm just so sad. I feel like I'm 80 years old. I really do.
You should have gotten one of those little motorized carts.
Oh, God. I really do feel like I'm like, fuck, I can't even walk all the way through the mall without, like, my feet literally just, they're okay. And then once I get to a certain point, I feel like you've got to stop.
That should make you feel good, though, because now you have a reason to not go to the mall.
I know.
I mean, I'm sure it would be great to not have that pain, but at the same time, it is saving you from another pain.
I know. I'm like, what was I thinking going to the mall in my state? I'm on an antibiotic that makes me want to puke. I'm nauseated. My feet hurt. Anyway, so I'm sitting there on this little bench. I tried. I went through H&M, and all the clothes in H&M were just, like, horrifying. They were horrifying. So I went out and I went to Sephora because there's a whole bunch of makeup that I need to get. And my God, this is why I shop online. There were, like, 1,000 people in Sephora, and it's so expensive. And the smell, and I just, like, ugh, I can't do this. I hate this.
Sephora is super overwhelming, yeah.
Yeah. There were so many people at the mall, and I was like, I didn't realize that this many people went to the mall still. And so I went and sat down, and I don't know, it may just be Utah, but my allergies are so bad here.
Really? Right now? Wow.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people are suffering. It's been really, really bad. I cannot get my nose to stop running. And I'm laughing about it because if you could see my search history on my in my browser, on my phone, and on my desktop of the things that I have searched for in the last 3 months, 4 months. It's just insane. Like, I'm sure that whoever is spying on me, if the government is spying on me, they're just laughing their asses off. I'm like, how do I get my nose to stop running? My nose will not stop running. Why will my nose stop running?
I mean, I'm in a similar boat, but only because it's, like, single digits outside. Definitely not allergies.
Well, it's a little, well, it got really chilly and then it didn't get really chilly. It's going back and forth. And so the bugs are really confused. And so,
oh, God.
We've got, like, these box, they're called box elder bugs.
Oh, yeah. We have them. Yeah.
Okay. So as it gets cold, they start to try to come inside, and they did for like 2 days, and then they stopped because it got warm again. But then there's this other kind of bug that looks like a mosquito, but it's not a mosquito. So anyway, everything is confused. Everything is so confused because of the fucking climate change. It's 60 degrees in Utah in the middle of November. This is insane.
I mean, we were talking before we recorded that I was outside raking my yard like a week and a half ago in a t-shirt. And I woke up this morning and it was 6 degrees Fahrenheit, negative 16 with wind, and there's snow everywhere. And it's supposed to be 45 in a few days. So honestly, I don't know.
I'm not complaining, only that I'm like, why is my nose running? So it's ridiculous how many tissues I'm sure that I'm killing. I'm not contributing to the cure of climate change by the tissues that I'm using. My car, I went to the car wash yesterday and I had like 70 tissues scattered around the car. My purse is filled with tissues. So I am sitting there at the mall and I reach down to pull out a tissue to blow my nose, and suddenly someone is standing in front of me and she's like, "You are here." And I look up and I was like, "Hello?" And she's like, "I just saw Lita." And I was like, "I don't want to scare her, but I want to tell her that I know I've been following her since she was born, and that it's been amazing to watch her grow, and that I'm a huge fan of her mom, and I wondered if you were here." And I was like, "I'm here." And it blew my nose. I'm like, I'm sorry that you like approached me as I pull out my awful tissue to blow my nose. And she gave me a hug and thanked me for my book, and she's just like, "Your daughter is so pretty, and her hair. Oh my God, her hair." It's like, I know.
It's pretty awesome. She thought to not approach her.
Yeah.
I am sure Lita would have been fine with it. Mm-hmm. But like, that's interesting. Like, I thought about it, but it would probably freak her out. And it might. I mean, maybe that happens to her a lot, though.
It's happened to her a couple of times, and it doesn't freak her out because she knows. But this woman was so, so lovely and so generous and hugged me, which I have to say, I'm a hugger. And she wasn't like, sometimes people will approach me and, you know, I think they're afraid of my reaction. And I just want to tell people, like, don't be afraid of my reaction. I'm probably going to hug you.
Like, they're afraid that you're going to be upset that they approached?
Yeah.
Really?
I think, like, some people are just like, "Are you okay that I'm saying hello?" I'm like, "Of course I am." I'm like, that, you know, if I didn't want people to come up and say something to me, then I wouldn't be writing online or doing what I'm doing.
Right. You connect so directly with people that I feel like that's, I don't know, like, that's part of it.
If you recognize me, I'd rather you say something than just sort of stare at me from afar.
Right.
And she was so, and she hugged me and I hugged her, and it was such a lovely experience. And I was like, "Oh, I'm glad I came to the mall."
I cannot believe you just said that.
It was so funny. I said, "Yeah, I sent Lita away to go search for her stuff." And she goes, "Yeah." I was like, I wonder if Heather is here, but she's probably not, considering that she doesn't want to be shopping with her. I was like, "Well, I'm here. I drove her here."
So you picked a good day to go to the mall, too.
I did, yeah.
Of all days.
And she got, you know, a new pair of shoes and some shirts. And we didn't get everything, but we succeeded in doing quite a bit. Got a lot done. That's good. I didn't have a panic attack. I didn't feel claustrophobic. It was good.
And she is in New York then for Thanksgiving.
She's going to New York for Thanksgiving, and then they are going to San Diego right after Christmas.
Okay.
And we are trying to decide where we're going for the week after Christmas. We may take a road trip. Oh,
that's
right.
That's still up in the air. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to take a road trip?
We might do that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And into, like, south, into the warmth, or?
Well, I mean, where's my favorite place on earth?
Disney?
Close.
Almost. Almost Disney.
I mean, I would love to go to LA for a week and just sort of relax and read books. Be nice.
And you've driven that. You drove that with...
Oh, I've driven it.
Kelly Wickham Hurst, right?
Yeah, we went to San Diego. We stopped in Vegas, but I think what we would do is drive down to Zion National Park.
Okay.
And like spend a night there, and then from there just head to LA and stay in my old neighborhood, and I don't know, just sort of take it easy for a bit.
Yeah.
I thought about going to like Amsterdam or someplace in Europe where maybe I could eat.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go to Europe to heal myself for a week. I don't know, but LA is much more affordable in the car. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you go to Europe, it will probably backfire on you. It will just take your body back to that place, and then you'll come back and it will be just doubly bad.
Exactly.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Just since we're in the spirit of MRS, I just wanted to share that about going shopping with Lita. I did it. I voluntarily went shopping with Lita.
And you live to talk about it.
I live to talk about it. She didn't get mad at me. I didn't get mad at her. There was no yelling. There was no resentment. It was fine.
Right. And she bought stuff, so it worked out.
Yeah.
All in all, that's a really good trip.
Yeah, it was good. I'm happy about it.
Good. I suppose that's a fitting way to shift our show with a big change.
Mm-hmm. It's a big change. I'll share this anecdote. I don't fucking care anymore. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. So Marlo is 10, and all I'm going to say is age-appropriate curiosity.
Oh, no.
I don't fucking care. Marlo's very curious at 10, as most of us were. Many, many girls are curious at that age. And of course, she's declared that she's a lesbian to many people. This is now not just to one person, but to multiple people. She's declared that she's a lesbian.
Okay.
Anyway, one of her friends is not at the age of being curious and is sort of uncomfortable with this talk. And so I've had to sit her down and be like, listen, it's totally normal. You talking about these things and wondering about them. But, you know, some people are younger and are not there yet, and you may want to just pull back a little bit on that sort of talk or that.
Or that.
And so about a week and a half ago, and we may have talked about this, I showed up to pick her up from school, and she came to the car and was like, I want to walk home with my friend.
Oh, and yeah. She, yeah, you mentioned that.
And she did it three times. And I was like, I'm not fucking picking you up again if you do this to me fucking again. So she was just like, don't pick me up. I'm going to walk home with my friend. So she would, and her friend would come here every day. Her friend was here every single day last week, which I love because they do their homework together and then they go outside for 2 hours. And they're outside and they're exploring and there's chickens down the street and there's a trampoline across the street. And it's amazing. I know that I'm going on a little long, but anyway, that friend was here all weekend long. Like, she slept over two nights in a row. She's awesome.
Oh, wow.
And the best part, she's French.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like with an accent, or her parents are French and she was born here?
Her parents are French. She was born in France. She spent most of her childhood in New Jersey, but they came here in August. And her father came over, and he's a very, very, very thick accent. She speaks both languages very well, and she only talks to her father in French. And she kind of has an accent, just a little bit. Okay. And Pete and I were cooking dinner last week, and they were upstairs doing homework. And I was like, well, she's French, so maybe she won't mind if Marlo starts talking about all of that stuff.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
I reassured myself, but like, well, she's French, so she might not mind Marlo being so curious, the curious talk that Marlo was doing.
Oh, wow. It's funny, though, that she's got that curiosity and is very vocal about it. Like, I think it's common to have the curiosity at that age, but I think a lot of kids are just quieter about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not that it's bad that she's vocal. It's interesting. Because I think that's when you start to have a lot of questions and start observing a lot of things.
She articulates things in her head verbally. It's never like an internal process with Marlo. It's all verbal with Marlo for her to be able to articulate what she's thinking and feeling. So there's a lot of talking with Marlo.
So very much thinking out loud.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So then a lot comes out. I'm very unfiltered. Keeps you on your toes.
Yes. You know, and I don't want to give up telling these stories and sharing. It is so comforting to know that Lexton is a staller.
Yeah, it's an art form for him, for sure.
You know, these things that we discover when we talk to each other and share with those who listen, I don't want to give it up.
No. Well, ultimately, that's kind of what started MRS to begin with, is that you and I would have these conversations, whether it was via text or on the phone, and realize that we're not alone. Like, some of these things are very universal, or even when they're not, it helps to talk about it and let other people weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the same way. I mean, that's why I think monthly is good, because it will allow some time for us to focus on other things, but also keep the conversation going.
Yeah. We never even got into, really, we never had a long conversation about blended families. Because did you grow up with stepbrothers and stepsisters?
I did not, no.
You did not? Okay. But you have a stepfather.
No, I just have, it was a traditional family. I don't even know what you'd call it. Just mom and dad, and then I have an older sister and a younger brother.
Okay. Blended families.
Yeah.
That's a topic that to explore in depth.
Yeah, we still have plenty of things to talk about. We've certainly not run out of that. And we'll try to keep things, or at least generate some kind of pulse across social media, which would be Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Probably not with the same regularity, but something so that you know we're around. And of course, if you want to keep up with us individually, you can find us both on Twitter and Instagram, and then Heather's also on Facebook. I'm not. But so we're not going anywhere.
I don't know how long I'm going to last on Facebook, honestly. Yeah. Just because of the shit that he's pulling.
But it's hard because I say that too, and then I use Instagram, which is very much the same beast now that they own it. I mean, it's still separate, but not.
Right. By the way, have you watched the last season of Black Mirror?
I have not.
There's an episode. You gotta see it. There's an episode where the character is like a direct caricature of Jack from Twitter, the guy who runs Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's an exact.
Oh, I would love to see that.
It's an exact caricature of him. It is brilliant. It is played by Topher Grace.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So good. So, just an aside and a tip for everybody out there. It's a really good episode. There's some really good episodes in that season.
Is that the third season? Second season?
I believe. The one we watched last night had Miley Cyrus in it.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
So. Interesting. I'll have to look that up, especially for Jack.
Yes, Jack.
I don't. What is his last name?
I don't know.
I don't either. I only know him as At Jack.
So. At Jack.
Yeah.
All I know is like people screaming At Jack. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So you can find us online, everywhere, and we love your feedback.
Yeah. So if you have any thoughts about the change or anything else, as always, you can email us to stories@manicramblings.com, and you can find the Manic Ramblings account on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Manic Ramblings.
Yes. And on Patreon.
And on Patreon, yeah.
And until next time, keep your age-appropriate curiosity to yourself. Unless you have a French friend who won't mind.
Many thanks to Tan Lines for the soundtrack, to Lisa Congdon for the cover art, and to Ryan Coomer for his expertise with the editing stuff.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.